from North Leitrim, from Tullaghan, right down as far as South Leitrim and all parts of Leitrim, to try and ensure that we bring more infrastructure, more development, more amenities, more walkways, to allow a situation in this county where more people can live here with a better quality of life, and we have a more attractive county to bring people into this county to visit and invest. And that's what we are about in Leitrim County Council as members, to try and ensure that we build up this county as a county that many people will come to admire. Because, you know, we're obviously, compared to some counties that have huge, bigger populations, we don't have the same level of infrastructure. And our programme over the next 5 to 10 years is to try and build Leitrim's infrastructure up. And this money that we're using from the rise in rates is used to do that.
And that's all very well, but you'd have to concede that this 5% hike will ultimately put more pressure on businesses that are already on the brink.
Well, the majority of ratepayers, over 75% of them, pay are under €2,000. And this increase, the average ratepayer we're told in that lot is about €694. So we're looking at a raise in the year of just over €30 for the average ratepayer in the small retail business. So €34, €35 over a year, in my view, isn't majorly significant in that context. But what it does do is it means that if we can have a better infrastructure, we can improve what we have in the county, show that it would make those businesses in the long term more sustainable. We have more walkways, more reasons for people to come and visit. Anyone that has, for example, a coffee shop or a tea shop, we're investing in that. The alternative here, if we didn't increase the rates, was our capital programme would have to be abandoned. We would have a very, very difficult decision, because we wouldn't be able to pinpoint the particular projects right across the county to fund. And it would mean we're in a stagnated state. We have to continue to invest and bring investment into our county. And the only way we can do that is borrow for it. And the only way we can borrow is to have a source to fund that borrowing.